I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ukraine's been hollering about Russia crossing its borders for days. Nobody believed him. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
Now we have NATO saying that they've seen the military equipment and combat troops that are marked that are crossing over the border.
With peace uncertain, it could be a while before refugees go home. Enter SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund.
We're going to keep helping the churches through the Crisis Evangelism Fund, providing not only food parcels for the refugee families, but also things they need like bed linens and, you know, mattresses, winter clothing with winter coming on.
Distressed families will hear the life-changing gospel and experience the love of Christ. A little help goes a long way. We'll connect you at our website. In other news, one Bible can bring the gospel to a whole village in Southeast Asia, but imagine what can happen when one pastor received over 60 boxes of Bibles. Vision Beyond Borders is helping to distribute Bibles with mission trips. As Christmas is nearing, VBB needs travelers who will distribute gifts, supplies, and Bibles to refugee camps and children's homes in Southeast Asia and Burma. And third world nations aren't the only places that need scripture. As Hank Hirschberger of Wycliffe Bible Translators USA can attest, the U.S. has a great need for God's word, too.
The Lord seemed to tell me that your own folks don't have the scriptures in their own language. And more and more I was convicted that following our translation in Australia, we should come home and do a translation in my own language.
Pray the Amish will read God's word and allow it to speak to them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.